This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1658, How to Listen Someone into Existence with professional mediator Doug Knoll. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American host, Lindsay McMahon, and today's featured guest coming to you from Denver, Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. When you want to communicate with someone who's upset, words don't matter. In this episode, Doug Knoll will show us his three-step formula for responding to someone in conflict. Listen in today to learn the secrets of human connection and communication.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Doug. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Lindsay, I'm great, and thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to a really quick, fascinating conversation.
Wonderful. I'm excited to have you here. So guys, today we have a guest on the show. We have Doug Knoll, and Doug is a mediator, author, and speaker, and a senior consultant with Mobius Executive Leadership. And we are here to talk today about emotions, communication between people and listening. Now, Doug, when we jumped on the phone earlier, you had a quote about listening, something that you said that really stuck out to me. What was that? What is your perspective on listening?
So what you asked me what I do today, and what I said was that I teach people how to listen each other into existence.
Listen each other, how to listen, not listen to each other, but listen each other. Interesting. Into existence.
That's right.
Wow. That sounds powerful. So we're going to dig into that today in the next few minutes. But first, I'd like to ask you a personal question, Doug. How did you become interested? Because I know you used to practice law as a lawyer. How did you become interested in this side of communications?
Essentially, although I was a very effective and successful trial lawyer, I got really tired of dealing with all the conflict. And being in that business, it's constant conflict. You're fighting with your client, you're fighting with your colleagues, your partners, you're fighting with opposing counsel, you're fighting with judges.
Right.
And I wasn't really able to help people much.
Okay.
Because there's so much was outside of my control. And I said, there just has to be a better way.
Yeah.
So ultimately, in mid-career, I entered graduate school again and earned my master's degree in peacemaking and conflict studies and learned all about peace and human conflict. And that got me into neuroscience. And then ultimately led me to leaving my law practice in 2000 to become a full-time peacemaker and mediator.
Wow. Okay. So this is great. I mean, you went to the heart of what kind of matters between people. And on this show, we're all about, as we say, connection, not perfection. So this is really something our listeners are going to want to know about.
Right.
I could also use some tips here because I don't know if I'm the best listener personally. So I can't wait to get into it. So let's get into it for our listeners today. So what would be your first tip for our listeners on how they can, as you said, listen someone into existence? How can we do that?
Yeah, three-step process.
Okay.
Everybody's got to take notes here.
Yes.
Step number one, when you're listening to another person and you really want to deeply connect with them, or you want to calm them down, or you want to build trust or rapport, the first thing you do is you ignore their words.
You don't
need to listen to those words. You really don't. I know we're all trained to listen to words, but that's only 7% of the total content of a communication. So ignore the words. Step number two is read the emotions. And we are hardwired for doing this. Now, for people where English is a second language, what you may want to do is read the emotions in your native language.
Okay.
It may be different than emotions in English because emotions are culturally created.
Right.
However, you want to read the emotions. And I always tell people who are ESL people, try to do this in your native language first before you do it in English, because it'll be a lot easier for you.
Okay.
And then the third thing you do, and you would do this either in your native language or in English, depending upon who your speaker is, you're going to reflect back the speaker's emotional experience with the you statement.
Okay. And what do you mean by that?
Let's say you were really angry. Lindsay, yeah. I would say something like this. Lindsay, you are really, really angry. You're upset. You don't feel respected. You don't feel appreciated. You feel like you're completely ignored, unsupported, and you feel completely abandoned and betrayed by people that you trusted. And that is really upsetting to you, and you're sad about it. And you're really anxious and frustrated, and you got a lot of concern. And because nobody's listening to you, you're just really pissed off.
So what does this do? Is this just disarming for the person? Does it bring down their defenses? I mean, how do you see people react to this, Doug?
The brain scanning studies that have studied this show a really amazing reaction in the brain of the upset emotional person. The first thing that happens is that the prefrontal cortex, in particular the ventrolateral prefrontal cortex, comes back online. It's been shut down by the emotions. It comes back online. And as it comes back online, the emotional centers of the brain that have been dominating are automatically inhibited. And the effect of this on every single human being on the planet, because it's all unconscious, is to calm an angry person in less than 30 seconds.
Ooh,
45
I love
at
it.
The most.
Yeah.
And it's how we are hardwired. That's why it works so effectively.
Mm. Okay. And I love that this is obviously something that, as you said, this is human, this is innate. So this works across cultures. It doesn't matter where you're from.
Across cultures.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, what's interesting is that emotions are culturally derived. In fact, I say that what defines culture is emotion. So in English, we have words for emotion that don't exist in Slovakia.
Right.
Or don't exist in Asia or all the hundreds or thousands of Asian cultures. And even in all those Asian cultures, of which there are thousands, across their dialects and languages, they have different words for emotion and different concepts of emotion than other Asian cultures might have. It doesn't matter. Whatever, we still have fundamental affect, which is nine basic, for lack of a better word, foundational emotions. And we all respond the same way to having those emotions labeled for us.
Okay. So you're saying there are nine basic emotions that are cross-cultural. They're just human. Everyone in the world.
Everybody has them.
Okay. What are those? Do you have those off the top of your head? I'm just curious.
Yeah. Let me see if I can remember them all. So it's, the two positive ones are excitement and joy.
Uh-huh.
The neutral one is startle or surprise, happy birthday or rattlesnake, either one.
Yeah.
And then we have, 1, 2, 3. We've got six negatives. I'll see if I can remember them all. So there's fear, distress, and anguish. That's one. So fear, distress, anger, rage. That's number three. Dismell, which is like the smelling spoiled milk.
Disgust,
which is nauseous.
Okay.
And shame, humiliation.
Shame. Okay.
So isn't it interesting that we have six negatives and only two positives?
Well, the human brain, in a way, isn't it kind of wired to like focus on those negative experiences sometimes?
That's exactly correct. Good observation. How we evolved from an evolutionary perspective.
I love it. So are there any common stumbling blocks that our listeners should watch out for when they're carrying out this framework? Are there any common mistakes or things go wrong?
A couple of things you have to do. Number one, don't ask questions. So I wouldn't say, Lindsay, are you angry?
Right.
Let's get you even madder, right?
That'll hook me in. Yeah.
So don't ask questions. Don't use I statements. This is this old active listening stuff that's proven to be so wrong. So you wouldn't say, oh, Lindsay, what I hear is that you're really angry. No, never use an I statement. Always use a you statement.
If you love getting new ideas and inspiration from interviews like this one, go ahead and hit follow on your podcast player to make sure you don't miss a single episode of All Ears English. Interesting. Do people ever get upset that you're trying to assume that you know what they know?
Now and then you'll get pushback, something like, who the heck do you think you are? My psychotherapist? When you get that pushback, you have succeeded.
Okay.
Because what they're really doing is reacting to the fact that you've like a superpower driven through their walls, their emotional defensive walls, and you're seeing them for who they really are, and it's scaring them to death. Yes. Because they have low self-worth and shame underneath all of the bravado. And they're scared and frightened that you see them for who they really are. Mm. And so they'll push back. If they do push back, back off and swing around again in 5 or 10 minutes and do it again, but with one word, and make it very conversational, very nuanced.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Is there anything else we should look out for so that you can find that contentious person that's still kind of hooked in and they're just not accepting that you're going deep with them?
They can't help themselves. This is all unconscious. But what you're looking for is you're looking for 4 unconscious reactions to know that you've succeeded. 1, a nodding of the head. 2, a verbal response like exactly. 3, a dropping of the shoulders. And 4, a big sigh of relief. All relaxation responses.
All right. It's all in the nonverbals, right? Yeah. Right.
It should happen within about 30 to 45 seconds.
Oh, man. And so when you were practicing law, did you discover this, how to do this? Or did you, was that your training ground in that hostile environment?
Nobody told me how to do this. And I was driven to this, to figuring this out. Actually, I discovered it by happenstance, but I was driven to it because all of the other training I had around active listening and nonviolent communication, none of it worked. People were making these huge claims about how this is be an empathic listener, but nobody could teach me how to do it. And I'm being called into these really intense conflicts and I'm getting paid big bucks to bring peace to the room. And nothing I had learned really worked. Well, in 2005, I was involved in a very difficult mediation, and the thought came to me out of the blue, listen to the emotions.
Yeah.
And it worked. And then 2 years later, Matthew Lieberman, a neuroscientist at UCLA, published a brain scanning study that showed exactly why this technique called affect labeling works as effectively as it does. He actually scanned the brains of people who affect labeled and saw how the prefrontal cortex came online while the emotional centers of the brain were inhibited in a negative correlation.
I love it. It's such a breakthrough. It's so important for us to know this. Yeah. And we need to be teaching this in universities where they're teaching the wrong methods. I love it.
It's so funny at the university that I do teach at, I teach graduate school. I teach this. Everybody else is teaching the I statement active listening, and they can't understand why their students come to them and said, why are you teaching this? Listen to Professor Noel.
Oh my gosh. That's so crazy. I love this. So for our listeners, guys, what I'm seeing here is the common thread is that the words don't matter.
It's
about getting to the human being in front of you, connecting with them, and running through a framework like this or whatever it is that you need to do to connect in that moment. That is human connection right there. That is so good, Doug. So I want to wrap up the episode, but could you let us know where our listeners could find you online if they want to hear more?
I have created a special webpage on my audience just for people who are listening to this show where you can get access to all of my information and access, of course, to my website. The website is Doug Noll, DougNoll.co. /all ears English. All one word. Ears English. DougNoll.co. All ears English.
Okay. So I want to encourage you guys to go there. I mean, this is communication. Language is important, but this ability to connect on that emotional level is so deeply important. Thank you so much, Doug, for coming on the show. This has been great. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Lindsay.
All right. Thanks a lot. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.